This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is Irwin, also known as Bud Collier, who's a professor at the Free University in Berlin. It's actually called the JFK Institute for North American Studies there in Berlin, where JFK famously made a speech at the Berlin Wall. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
So today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress and meet with President Obama in an environment that's very, very different from what went on when JFK stood before the Berlin Wall, or the last time a German leader spoke before a joint session of Congress. Let's begin from the standpoint of a German citizen today looking at U.S.-German relations. Why, for instance, should a German citizen tolerate the presence in Afghanistan of so many German troops? They make up, I believe, the largest component after the U.S. and Britain in NATO.
Well, that's right. They're the third biggest contributor of forces to Afghanistan. The German public is pretty much divided on the issue of whether or not the Bundeswehr should be fighting in Afghanistan. About 53% were against the deployment of the Bundeswehr right before the last parliamentary elections. Good news for the United States is of the current government, the foreign minister, Westerwelle, his party was 61% in favor, members of his party were 61% in favor of German participation in the military mission, 54% of Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats. So at least in the governing coalition, there is support for the mission.
You know, since in all of the post-war era, the narrative of German relations with the rest of the world has been to establish legitimacy and credibility post-war. Is that narrative starting to end, and that Germany is asserting itself on issues of bilateral and regional importance?
Well, the Germans do know they have achieved sovereignty, and so they are a big player, certainly in the economy of Europe, and politically they have a weight that they can throw. But I would say, given their relative size, they're still fairly modest in the claims they're making. They're trying very much to work in a multilateral context. They want to be on the same team, and they want to be on a winning team that would include the United States as well as the other major European partners.
And unlike Konrad Adenauer, who in 1952 addressed the Congress, joint session of Congress in German, Angela Merkel, we're presuming, is going to use English?
I would certainly give her the recommendation to try using English, because she'll score a lot more points for German-American relations if she goes in English.
And Germany wants to be a leader on climate change. And in many ways, Angela Merkel has been pulling the Obama administration in the direction of more aggressive policy on climate change. Any success there?
I think this is a chance for really a big breakthrough. I think Angela Merkel is coming through an open door on this. And this is a topic that she has been linked with from the very beginning of her career in the Democratic United Germany.
And finally, you know, the cynicism about Afghanistan is a little puzzling since the Berlin Wall fell, poof, 20 years ago. Why can't Germans be a little more optimistic about political change in Afghanistan? Quickly.
Well, they're a half-empty glass philosophy people. I'm afraid it's that easy.
All right. Well, Irwin Bud Collier, professor at the Free University in Berlin, thanks so much. Angela Merkel will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress and meet with President Obama today. Thank you so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.